This is going to be a very short message, and I will continue with it next week because of the lateness of the hour. So I'm going to go only a few minutes. But I would like you to turn with me to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. The gentlemen, the men were late coming out, and we all smiled at each other and said, we need to invite the ladies in here because we have a church in here. We were in there praying to the Lord and shedding tears and praying, and we forgot that there was church out here. So,
praise the Lord.
That's an amen. Double church service.
Revelation 3 and verse 8. Revelation 3 and verse 8.
I know thy works. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word.
Read that again.
I know thy works.
I know your works.
Behold, I have set before thee an open door.
Go ahead.
And no man can shut it.
And no man can what?
Shut it.
Go ahead.
For thou hast a little strength, and has kept my word, and has not denied my name.
The Bible makes mention in Revelation chapter 14 that there will be a specific group of people that will be limited in number, and the Bible said they will follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
Come on.
Now scripture makes mention that I have set before you an open door.
Come on.
And no man can enter in. The Bible also says, if you continue to read in Revelation chapter 3, it says, no man can open it, and no man can shut it. What he has opened and shut. Now, spirit of prophecy speaks on that. And it's a chapter in the book called Early Writings. It's called The Open and the Shut Door. Now, most Seventh-day Adventist ministers say, I have no idea what she's talking about. But the Bible says that there's a sanctuary in heaven.
Come on.
The word says, thy way, O Lord, is in the
sanctuary.
If there's a sanctuary, it must have doors. In fact, it has three doors. One door is called the way. One door is called the truth. One door is called the life. Mm-hmm. When you go in through the first door, you're in the court area. When you go through the second door, you're in the holy place. When you go through the third door, you're in the most holy place. As a prophet, he is the way in the court area because he died on earth. As a priest, he's in the holy place because he's nourishing the people of God and giving them the spirit to lead them into all truth. As a king, he's in the most holy place that we may receive
from the covenant.
So he's a prophet,
a priest,
and a king.
Right.
In the court, in the holy place, and in the most holy place. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So there are doors there. Now this is what she said. Saturday, March 24th, 1849, we had a sweet and very interesting meeting with the brethren in Topsail, Maine. The Holy Ghost was poured out upon us, and I was taken off in the spirit to the city of the living God. Then I was shown that the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ relating to the shut door could not be separated, and that the time for the commandments of God to shine out with all their importance and for God's people to be tried on the Sabbath truth was when the door was opened in the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary, where the ark is, in which are contained the Ten Commandments.
Come on.
This door was not opened until the mediation of Jesus Christ was finished in the holy place in the sanctuary at the end of the 2300 days, in which time shall be no more. Then Jesus rose up and shut the door of the holy place and opened the door into the most holy place and passed within the second veil, where he now stands by the ark and where the faith of Israel now reaches. This is called the opening and the shut door. I set a door before me. This relates to the book of Revelation in respect to I set a door before you. And that's in the Philadelphia church, or the sixth church, at the time of the conclusion of the 2300 timeline, in which the angel in Revelation chapter 10 said, in time shall be no more. At that time, in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, it says, the Bible said, I saw a throne set up and one did sit. The sister text of one did sit in Revelation chapter 4 is in Daniel chapter 7. Turn that with me right
Daniel.
Here.
Yes.
Daniel. I've entitled this message, An Open Door. Follow him. An open door. Follow him. Daniel and Revelation, they complement one another.
Yes.
In Daniel chapter 12, you had a book, and the Lord told Daniel to seal it up. In Revelation, that little book was opened in Revelation chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
In Daniel, it was closed and sealed. In Revelation, it was opened. In Daniel, it was a prophecy. In Revelation, it's a revealing and a fulfillment. Type meets any type. That which was is now. That which to be is already been. And God required what is past. When I gave each of the elders a pillar in reference to the acts of Christ, Shamari received the pillar of Christ as preached. His pillar probably is the one that is most broad in respect to Christ's ministry in heaven. Because that's a long time period, maybe 1,800 years. And he's been studying the book of Daniel. And every time I see him, he's in the book of Daniel. And he knows, that, you know, and this is the thing. I want each elder to know the subject of each of the acts of Christ so well that you know these things better than me. And when you want to know Christ as King of Kings, I said, well, this go to Elder Van Wittenberg. He'll break it down for you. Some of the things are, you know, he'll break it down. You want to know about Christ as priest? Go to Elder Coleman. He'll break it down for you.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
What is Christ doing? What is he doing?
Up in heaven.
Babylon, yea, the popular churches teach that Christ sat at the right hand of power. That's what the Bible says. And he's been sitting for 2,000 years. I don't think so. The Lord has been busy. The Bible said Christ stood in the midst of the candlesticks. And when Christ stood in the midst of the seven candlesticks, he had in his hand seven stars. He had no crown on his head. He had on a priestly garment. He stood in the midst of candlesticks. Then you go up 14 chapters. He has one crown. He's sitting on a cloud. He has a sickle in his hand. One crown. And he has on garments of a king. Then you go to Revelation 19. He has many crowns. Spirit of prophecy says seven. He has there not stars or a sickle, but now he has a sword. He has judgment garments dipped in blood.
Uh-huh.
He has the armies of heaven trailing him. He's called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's called the Mighty God. We see him as priest. We see him as high priest after the order of Melchizedek. We see him as King of Kings. Something is happening in the book of Revelation that no one is breaking down. He's doing something. He's on a mission. We see the offices of Christ. We see him acting out his Father's will. We see him going and we see him coming. And the Bible says only the 144,000 will be able to figure it out. And they will follow the Lamb.
Wheresoever he goes.
Because I'll open the door and you got to see me going in the door. And that's what he does. He goes in the door and out the door and in the door. And only 144,000 will say, what's he doing now? What's he doing now? What's Jesus doing now? You see, in the end of the 2300 days, Christ entered in beyond the veil into the what?
Most holy place.
But then there was rejection.
Yes, they rejected.
And he fell out of the Most Holy. And there was a rejection again. And he went back to the porch of pillars. According to prophecy, the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 8, and the pen of inspiration, the Adventist church at this time is not in the Most Holy place. The Adventist church right now, Eric, is not in the holy place. According to the Bible, the Adventist church is on the porch. Pen of inspiration said, I saw the people of God on the porch. They didn't measure up and worship to be in the temple.
Backslide.
The porch of pillars is a place of examination. And she said, I saw them. Now watch this. She said, I saw a lamb as if it was slain on the porch. And those that looked at the lamb and saw the truth of what Jesus, the lamb, was doing, they went into the door, into the temple, and those on the porch mocked them and talked about them.
Look at Jesus.
But then I saw a hand come out and pull the lamb into the door, and the door was shut. And I saw everybody on the porch were left in darkness. And she said, I know how it feels to be lost.
Hello. Hello.
Then they will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth because they're cast in the outer darkness. And the Bible says that then they will realize that they're not sanctified and they're not ready. And the word of God says in Amos that there's a famine in the land, not for bread or for thirst or water, but for hearing the word of God. Grace runs out.
Hello.
And open door. Follow him. Who can do me like Jesus? There's no other name given amongst men under heaven by which I shall be saved except it be the name of
Jesus.
Are you following him? He says, I pray God your whole soul, spirit, soul, and be preserved.
Blameless.
He said, be holy. Huh?
Yes,
even as I am holy. Therefore, we follow him by what we eat. We follow him by the way we dress. We follow him by how we believe. We follow him because we're sanctified in spirit,
and
soul,
and body.
The churches teach that we're only sanctified because we have the Holy Ghost. And yeah, but no. We are a threefold being. The spirit says the mind. And the Bible says, let this mind be in you that's also
in Christ Jesus.
The Bible says your body is holy. And if you don't keep your body holy, how you eat, how you live, being the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, your temple will God destroy. Say sanctified.
Sanctified.
Now, as we close out, because of the lateness of the hour, go with me to Ezekiel. What did I say?
There you go.
Chapter 43. Ezekiel chapter 43.
Hello.
And let's pick it up at verse 10, 11, and 12, what Brother Warren, what Elder Warren read today. Ezekiel chapter 43. Pick it up at verse 10. Go ahead.
Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel.
No, wait. What?
Show the house.
Show what?
Show the house.
Show the house to the house.
To the house.
What? Didn't Jesus say that he's the temple of the living God?
Come on.
He said, destroy this temple and I'll raise up in 3 days.
That's what he said.
When we are in Christ, aren't we in the body of Christ?
Yes.
In the house of God?
Yes.
Because we believe in Jesus?
Yes.
But wait a minute. There's a house, a spiritual house, that in the last days the Lord will raise up. And which a threefold foundation, when Solomon built his temple, it was on a threefold foundation. That threefold foundation in the future, spiritually speaking, is the first, second, and third angel's message. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 1, wisdom had built her house, hewed out her seven pillars, sent out her gospel workers to compel them to come in at the table.
Yeah.
And all those that are humble and meek, all those that are righteous and seeking after God, will eat from the table. Jesus said, all are welcomed.
At my Father's
table. At my Father's table.
Table of showbread.
It's a table of showbread, and Jesus is the bread of life.
Make it plain.
He's sectioned off into 12 sections. and two faces to nourish the house of Israel and to nourish the house of Judah. So these 12 loaves represent 12 doctrines. The Bible calls them at first 6 grains of wheat, the barley, the beans. You know what I call it? Jesus, the flavor of the month.
Yeah. That's right.
They are 12 months. And the Bible says when we get to heaven, each month, a new fruit is going to grow
on the tree of life
with a different flavor. Huh?
Hello!
And there are 12 loaves to nourish the 144,000, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Make it plain.
Jesus, the flavor of the month. Oh, one flavor says grace. One flavor says what? Help me out. What are the doctrines? God. One flavor says the man. What flavor says
Church.
Salvation, hope. What flavor? You see, these are the 12. The Bible calls them the doctrines of Christ. Say it with me, everybody. Jesus, the flavor of the month.
Jesus, the flavor of the month.
Isn't it funny? Whatever flavor you taste, it tastes good. The Bible said, "Oh, taste and
see that the Lord is good.
He's sweet like a honeycomb." God said,
"I am that bread, the King."
Go ahead, verse 10.
And it says, "Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel."
Show the house to the house.
That they may be.
Now wait. Who is the house?
Jesus.
And who is the house of Israel? The church.
The church.
So the Lord is saying, show Jesus to the church. Show the house. Show Christ.
The house.
Did you know that we have to grow up? Did you all know that you have to grow in Jesus?
Make it plain.
Do you know the Bible said we need to come up to the full stature of Jesus? And you know, Sister Cindy, if we have to come up to the full stature of Jesus, that means some are at the feet. They're coming to Jesus at the feet, and they're satisfied there. Been at the feet for years. But those that love Jesus will order their footsteps in his word and press toward the mark of the
high call.
Let me get to his torso. Let me get to his belly. Let me get to his chest. Let me get to his mind. Let this mind be in you.
That was also in Christ Jesus.
Press toward the mark of the
high calling in Christ Jesus.
The Bible says you got to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the
truth.
Coming up to the knowledge of Jesus. Coming up to the full stature of Christ. Say it with me, I got to grow up in Jesus.
I got to grow up in Jesus.
I got to know about Jesus.
I got to know about Jesus.
More than just that he walked on water.
More than just
fed 5,000.
Come on.
Come on, say it with me. I got to know him as prophet, priest, and king.
I got to know him as prophet, priest,
and king. I got to know his fivefold ministry as God, prince, prophet, priest, and king.
Yes.
I got to know how he act out his father's will as what? God, prince, prophet, priest, high priest, king, king, king. Do you know Jesus?
Come on!
I set before you
and open the door.
Say it with me. Follow him.
Follow him.
144,000, the Bible said, show the house of the house. Now this is going to blow your mind. My house has a blueprint. If I take the blueprint of my house and show it to you, Brother Warren, and you break down and start crying, and you see the blueprint of my house, the pastor's house, you know, I'm so
convicted.
I'm so convicted.
No, that's a blueprint.
If I show a pattern of the house to the house, well, then who is the pattern?
Jesus.
Come on, brother. Verse 10, read it again.
Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel.
Now watch this.
That they may be ashamed of their iniquities.
Who is ashamed of your iniquity? See the pattern of my house.
Every last one.
You better be.
Every last
Sister
one.
Sister Tina, the pattern must be Jesus.
Woo! Come on.
Sister Brenda, the pattern must be Jesus. He's a house sanctified, built up with a good foundation.
Yes.
The Bible said there's no foundation laid but that which is laid by the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Read.
That they may be ashamed of their iniquities.
Read.
And let them measure the pattern.
Read.
And if they be ashamed of all that they have done.
Read.
Show them the form
and
of God.
And if they are ashamed of what?
They have done.
Read.
Then show drawn from the form of the house and the fashion thereof.
And the fashion
thereof, and the goings out thereof, and the comings in thereof.
Did you hear that? Show the what?
Yeah.
my name.
Come on.
He left, but he went back in looking just like me. And the word was made flesh. He came in the likeness of flesh. Now I have a representative in high places. There are those who are about to get baptized. There are those that need to come up higher. There are those that need to give an answer. There are those that want to say yes.
Brothers and sisters, the word spoke up one time that David and his men were on the run for King Saul. Even though they were innocent. So while they were on that journey, they ran into one of the priesthood who gave them food, even though it was not lawful for them to eat the showbread. And keep in mind, because of that one simple transgression, according to the holy law of God, they could have died. But Jesus spoke of himself, "I desire mercy over sacrifice."
Yeah.
Go learn the meaning of this. Brothers and sisters, if any one of us in here does not learn that meaning, you'll be lost. Pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for eating from your wonderful spiritual bread and feeding all of our sorrows. To my honorable pastor, please bless us to not only be filled up, but to feed us. And we do this in the Son of Jesus' name. Holiness unto the Lord.
Let his name be praised.